Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Smith's the Encore. Fantasy, sports, and politics. Crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy, sports, and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Yes, yes, yes. Boy, am I excited today. Right now, you know what time it is. It's FSP Crew Show time. I am your host, JT, a.k.a. The Master, and I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Victor and Jeff the Joker. The number to call in is 347-637-3220, 347-637-3220. We have a extremely exciting show for you tonight. I'm really psyched up. We're talking about a 2003 high school All-American, high school player of the year, and a McDonald's All-American. She was named South Carolina's Miss Basketball in her junior and senior year. She was even the homecoming queen. I'm telling you, South Carolina all-time leading scorer in points. And that's, I'm not talking about girls. I'm talking about boys and girls with a total of 4,319 points. She's the all-time leading scorer in North Carolina Tar Heels, Lady Tar Heels history. She was named a unanimous first-team All-American by ESPN, USBWA, Basketball Times, and more. She also was named a Nancy Lieberman Awards winner for the Point Guard of the Year in 2006. She was also, when it came time to join the WNBA, she was the number one pick of the Detroit Shock, at number 11 overall in the 2007 WNBA draft. She's none other, the point guard, the high-energy person that she is. I'm talking about the one and only Ivory Latta. Welcome, Ivory.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, this is Jeff, the Joker. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
I had to get all that out, Ivory, because that's only part of your resume, but that's a very important part, because that's the beginning of your foundation of where you're at right now. So I had to get that out. How you doing tonight? I know you're a little under the weather.
Yeah, just a little under the weather, but I'm good over here in Israel, 3 a.m. enjoying life. That's all.
Make sure you wear your guard. Don't show your face. Don't show your face. They're coming after you. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? I've named all the things that you have done. Now, you were South Carolina's Miss Basketball, Miss McConnell's, and I never heard of McConnell's, and I'm no slight on McConnell's, South Carolina. But tell me where McConnell, South Carolina is first. We're going to start from the beginning.
It's 30 minutes, I say 30 minutes off of Charlotte, very small town. I had two stores when I went home the last time. Now we only have one store, but I have a post office, fire department, and like the city hall in one building, and I have two stop signs, and that's it.
Two stop signs? Well, what's the total population of this place?
You know, I really don't know, but you can probably count it on your fingers. I know that.
Wow. Well, let me put it this way. It says you went to York Comprehensive High School, okay?
Yes.
And from there, you became the player of the year. But tell me how, with such a small beginnings like you had, that you came to be Miss Basketball in South Carolina. How'd that happen?
Oh, man, countless hours, hard work. Oh, man, always in the gym. you know, the funniest thing, my mom and my dad actually built me a full court basketball court outside the outside my house. So I was out there countless hours at night. My dad had a light, so at night he had me out there shooting free throws and shooting long distance three pointers. And all of a sudden, I just rose into, you know, a great player in high school, and that just came with all my hard work and dedication that I put in.
Okay, now you're from South Carolina. You're the homecoming queen. You win the you're the Miss Basketball Junior and Senior. You know what? You know, I'm going to back up. Homecoming queen and the basketball star. Okay, tell me about being a homecoming queen.
Hey, you guys can't clown me for that. Hey, you know,
I'm not clowning you.
I got the basketball side, and then I got the little girly side. You know,
I understand that. Usually when you have a homecoming queen, she's usually, in my opinion, she's not a basketball star. So that's why I'm asking you that. I'm not trying to clown on you. I'm just asking how that happened.
You know what? I don't know how it happened. I was clowning myself. All my classmates were like, yo, just do it. You know, maybe you'll win, maybe not. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it for the fun of it. And one of the teachers was like, yo, they had to stop counting because, like, nobody else was getting votes. And they was like within 10 minutes, they knew who won. So, and when they called my name, I was just like, oh, my God, this cannot be happening.
Okay. And your homecoming king, was he someone you liked, or he was just another dude?
You know, I think he was another dude. I can't even remember.
Okay.
But I know my dad was out there with me, so that was the king. Stop it.
Okay. Well, now you graduate from high school. I'm pretty sure since you were the big time scorer in your high school, and in your junior and senior year, you would miss basketball. How did North Carolina come knocking? Where did that come from?
Man. Oh, wow. That was a blessing. To be honest, North Carolina was recruiting me since I was in the seventh grade, and I always used to go to, like, AAU tournaments. Yeah, AAU tournaments. I started getting invited to, like, the big-time Nike tournaments, the WBCA tournaments, and all of a sudden, everywhere I went, I saw the Carolina Blue on the sideline. But you know what? To go back, I'm actually the youngest of seven, so I have four brothers, so I grew up around North Carolina. So I was only to like North Carolina because my brothers, like, they was into Michael Jordan, Jameson, Vince Carter, everybody. And so when I saw them on the sideline, I'm like, Dad, you know, Dad, every game, you know, my dad's like, you need to stay focused. Why are you missing free throws and all this and that? I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden they had called and was like, you know, come up for a visit and we want to offer you a scholarship. And I was just like, man, that was a blessing and a dream come true at the same time.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Jeff, I know we didn't introduce you to Ivory, but he's one of our other co-hosts. Jeff, you want to ask Ivory a question before I go to Victor?
Yeah, she already answered one question that she's playing in Israel right now because from what I know about the WNBA, I know a lot of the players play internationally, you know, because the WNBA season is short. And you also played in Turkey, is that right?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
What other countries have you played in?
You know what, so far in my years as overseas, I played in between Israel and Turkey. They definitely have been the greatest for me. I know in college we played in Rome, went to Spain, went to Greece. I played in a lot of countries, but I have to say by far the prettiest, and for me to have a layback season, I'll say Israel, and a season for me to like to get my grind and hustle and just keep going hard is Turkey. So I'm just chilling right now in Israel.
Okay.
Cool. And do you have any aspirations of playing in the Olympics for the United States team or for another country?
You know what? That's a dream come true to play for the USA team Olympics, you know. And my thing is, whoever would give me the opportunity, I know Becky Hammon got a lot of, you know, bad talk about her for playing with the Russian team, but at the same time, she didn't get the opportunity to try out for the USA team. So whatever whatever presents itself that's in front of me, whether it's the USA team or another country would like for me to play for them, I, you know, just to be a part of Olympics will be great, but I would love to play for my country any day, and I'm going to work hard, so hopefully I will get that invitation to be on the USA Olympic team one day.
Okay. Victor, before you ask a question, I have a caller. I want to bring this caller in to see if they have a question for Ivory.
Okay. God.
Yeah, put him on the back burner again. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Caller from the 267, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and let us know if you – oh, he just hung up. Okay, go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, it's okay. Call from the 267 – I should have put your number out there, but you might be a friend, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. They waited that long for them to come, you know, come on the air. They should have stayed. I'm not trying to knock anybody. Okay, Miss, we were off air talking about some very interesting topics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have several questions, and I'm going to go back to when you were drafted by the Shock.
Okay.
You were 7th overall pick. Taken by the Shock, and I tell 11. You, Bill Laimbeer was a jerk. No, 11th. I'm sorry, my bad. Don't jump down my throat. I was close.
Okay.
You know, more pops. So you worked with Mr. Laimbeer for a year. If I'm not mistaken, he was the coach at the time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So tell me, and that call is back, Jerry. Tell me what that experience was like, because I saw the point average and why you transitioned or was traded from the Shock to the Dream, the Atlanta Dream. I mean, being a first round pick, and you are talented. You are very talented. What happened
you.
There?
Oh, you know what? That was an experience for me, playing with Bill Laimbeer, also known as the Bad Boys.
Right.
But at the same time, I just took it as a learning experience. I had other great guards in front of me as far as like Katie Smith, Deanna Nolan, and Elaine Powell. So I just tried to learn from them guys and what they did, because they've been in the league for so long. So they was giving me great advice, and I just knew whenever the expansion team of Atlanta came up, I was like, man, this can be my opportunity to go. And I knew after the season, me and Bill had a talk, and he was like, you know, Atlanta, he's like, you know, you're a great guard, and I just feel like with the expansion team in Atlanta, and I can trade you, and you can go be closer to home, and you can also be a star with Atlanta Dream. And he asked me, how did I feel about it? And I said, you know what, Bill, you know, I think that would be a great idea. You know, I enjoy being here with you guys and taking it as a learning experience. So if you get the opportunity to trade me to Atlanta, then I will take that trade. And that's how I went, and I just thought it was a great opportunity for me at the time.
Okay.
I'll let you get that call, because I got some other – hard-hitting questions I want to ask.
Okay.
Go ahead and get that call.
All right, caller from the 267, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us if you have a question for Ivory or not. What's up?
My name is Danielle, and for the first call, see, the first time I called, right, I was nervous to talk to her. But
okay.
You know what? I got to ask my question. I just wanted to
Don't
know.
Don't be nervous.
Your You Sleep, I Grind line come out, because I've been waiting for this line to, like, test some type of online for, like, a while since you first started talking.
Yeah, for sure. I know I'm going to talk about it later in the show, but the YSIG You Sleep, I Grind is my clothing line that's coming out, and I will for sure to tell you that it's a possible of releasing next week, so be ready. Tell all your friends, your family, and what I'm telling people now, when I release it next week or so, it's a limited edition. So you got to get it, because it's going to go real fast. So I appreciate the love, and tell your friends and everybody to get it. And thanks for being the first caller.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is that all you have to say? Is that it?
She's nervous. She's nervous.
Don't be nervous. You got anything else to say?
Family here.
That's all I can think of right now. I'm going to call y'all back if I think it's on now.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate you calling
to
in.
To check it out.
Okay.
All right. Well, that takes me to my next quest, my next question, actually, because you mentioned some things off air, and I know you got this thing with Lemonheads. We'll get to that as well. But the clothing line. The clothing line, we do our homework. The clothing line and the foundation. Let's talk about those two things that are near and dear to your heart, because not only are you a basketball player, an athlete, a homecoming queen, you got people stalking on Twitter, but, you know, talk to us about these two major, major things that are close to your heart.
All right. The number one thing, I will have to say, the number one thing that's really close to my heart is the Parkinson's Disease Foundation. I am an ambassador for the PDF Foundation Champions Program. And, you know, right now I'm working with this wonderful guy named Carlos Scott at Envision Marketing. And I went to him and I said, hey, I need for you to help me expand my brand. And one thing I want you to do is get me in touch with the Parkinson's Disease Foundation. And he was like, okay, you know, but tell me your reason why. I said, because right now it's a touching subject to me, because I said right now my father is battling Parkinson's Disease Foundation. You know, he's battling Parkinson's disease. So I want to do something while he's living to help others. I want to raise awareness. I want to help raise money to help find a cure for this disease. And, you know, one day when I went home, he was just telling me that my grandmother also has Parkinson's disease. So I teamed up with them, and each year I have a big bowling event where people come out and I raise a lot of money and try to raise awareness and try to find a cure for the disease. And that right there is the number one thing, because it touches my heart, because it's personal to me. You know, my father, he's like my best friend. He's like my go-to guy. I'm definitely a daddy's girl, but I'm a mama's girl, because I know she's listening, so I can't just say daddy's girl. She's going to kill me after I get off the phone. So.
Okay.
You know, I love my mama, too. But, you know, the Parkinson is very touching. You know, like I said, it's personal with my dad and my grandmother. So I just want to do something, and each year it's going to get bigger. My bowling event is going to get bigger. I'm going to start doing more fundraisers and, you know, having T-shirts, doing little things to raise awareness, because it affects a lot of people, but we don't really talk about it like people talk about cancer and diabetes and different things like that. But Parkinson's disease is definitely huge. So that's like the number one thing to my heart right now, for sure.
Okay.
Jerry, I got a couple more.
Go ahead.
How does the clothing line tie into your foundation? Because the message, every business or every, you know, venture has a strong meaning and message. So what is your message with your clothing line tie into your foundation?
My clothing line is YSIG. My clothing line is actually the Ivory Light of clothing line. Under it, I have it's called YSIG, You Sleep, I Grind. And, man, you know what? It applies to every day. It's not only to basketball. It's not even only to sports. It's like You Sleep, I Grind. And I know growing up, it was a lot of times, you know, I wanted to go to parties. I wanted to hang out and go to the movies. But my dad would always tell me, like, you know, while you going to hang out, somebody else is making another free throw, or somebody is, you know, shooting an extra jump shot. So I'm going to need you to be three or four steps ahead of that person. And I always, you know, always brought it with me. So now that I have the opportunity to share my life story and my personal stories with the world through my clothing line, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. And it explains for itself. While you sleeping, someone's out there getting richer. Someone's out there getting that money. Or someone's out there getting better. You know, that someone's trying to be three or four steps ahead of you. And so that's how I try to apply my clothing line to my everyday life. And I'm not saying don't go to sleep. Trust me. You're not going to be the best athlete if you don't get the proper sleep. I'm just saying whenever you work hard, do it 115, 120%. Because if somebody's going to do it 100, you want to be, like I said, three or four steps ahead of them. And, you know, with this clothing line, everything I do, I just try to promote positivity throughout the whole career, the whole community, and my whole life. So, you know, with this clothing line, it's definitely a big deal to me, and pretty much explains itself. You sleeping, someone's out there grinding, trying to get it. So I'm real excited about it. I know a lot of people are excited about it, so I can't wait for it to start releasing.
His pain, my motivation. What's that?
Woo, woo, woo. His pain, my motivation. Oh, man. And that right there explains for itself, too. If you see my logo, I have actually God's hands, and I have a basketball. And around the basketball is a thorn that he wore on the cross. and his being my motivation. And pretty much God gave us life, and he went through a lot just to give us everlasting life. And so it motivates me every single day to go out there on that basketball court and give it all I got. And like I say, I play for God first, and I play for my family. Because without him, I know I wouldn't be able to start my clothing line. I wouldn't be able to travel the world, meet new people, speak different languages, and have the opportunity to, you know, meet little kids overseas and also in my community and try to make a difference. You know, without him, I wouldn't be able to do anything. So his pain, the pain that he endured for me to have everlasting life, and it motivates me every single day, not only in basketball, but just to be a great person, great daughter, great girlfriend, great whatever, you know. That, and I thrive on that every single day.
Okay.
I got two more, please.
Good.
Please.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
No, trust me. This one is a good one. The last one is the curveball.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Again, we talk off air. Well, you brought up, you said, you know, be the best girlfriend, but I'm not going to talk about that on this yet. So off air, we discuss a person that inspired you and pushes you to this very day. This person is coming on No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Miss Crawley. How has this young lady inspired you as a young lady, as an athlete, as an entrepreneur, and all that you are?
To be honest, words can't really explain how great she's been to me. Sylvia Crawley is the... Oh, man, she is such an amazing person. She's actually my mentor. Ever since I got into, you know, when I was even in college in North Carolina, she would always give me great words of, you know, keep your head up, everything's going to work out, and pretty much telling me to keep God first. And I know she seen me struggling a little bit in the WNBA, so she pretty much took me under her wings, and she talked to me about the things that she went through and how she overcame them, and some strategies that will help me become a, you know, a better person on the court and also off the court. And, you know, every time I talk to her, I'm like a sponge. Everything she say, I soak it in, because she's been there. She's done a lot of great things. She's played overseas. You know, she's made a lot of money. She has been one of the top players, you know, to ever play the game of basketball. And, you know, when I saw her with her clothing line, she inspired me to do my clothing line. You know, like you said, she's an entrepreneur. You know, and one thing I know she motivates me now that I know I will be doing in the future, she's a motivational speaker. She goes speak to, like, young girls about just living, just different things in general. And I know that is in my future, to go and, you know, give girls positive reinforcement of, you know, life and just life, not even about basketball, just life in general. And, you know, she's an amazing person. Like, every time I talk about her, I get teary-eyed, because she has helped me through so much. And, you know, like I say, words can't really describe how much she means to me. I always tell her, like, you know, I love you, big sis. I thank you for everything. She's like, don't thank me for it. She said, God put you in my life for a reason. I'm in your life for a reason as well. And I was like, you're absolutely right. So whenever I'm going through anything, you know I can pick up that phone and I can call her. She'll answer. And it seems like she always has the right thing to say, and she makes everything so better. She's definitely been a great mentor for me.
Ouch. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you in a sec. Now I'm in for all the tweeters out there, all you Twitterers, this young lady is very attractive. She's very attractive.
Oh,
and
geez.
Her personal life is a personal life. But since you brought it up, let's squash the beef now. Let's squash any issue right now. Is there someone in your life that, you know, motivates you on another level, let's leave it at that, and you have near and dear to your heart? If so, tell these folks out there to leave you alone. I mean, you got business and things to take care of. So, that's all I'm going to leave it at.
So you really going to put me on the spot like that? Oh, man.
You can always say no comment. You can say no comment.
You know, I do have someone in mind that, you know, that's very dear to my heart, that I'm really cool with, and, you know, everything is good, you know.
Well, Jerry, that takes you off the list. It takes us off the list.
told Jerry, hey, Jerry, you know, I'll give you my number off. You know, I don't think they're listening. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Did that give this old man a heart attack? Don't give him a heart attack.
No.
Just made him, his blood pressure rise.
Stop.
You know, everybody has a special someone, so, you know,
sure.
It's all good. How about that?
That's a very good answer, Ivory. That's a very
it
good
sure
answer.
It sure is. Not the one I was looking for. But
we know that. We know that. That's a very good answer. Now you also have a sneaker. Has that come out, or is that in the works too?
Well, actually, this past WNBA season, I got my first sneaker. I'm actually endorsed by Infinity out of Atlanta, Georgia. My head rep is Richard Brown. She's also a mentor for me, too. And my sneaker is very unique because my shoe is all black, but at the bottom they are red. So I call them the red bottoms of women's basketball, which is really cool. And I have a new sneaker that's coming out that I haven't seen. And they're not going to show me because hopefully by the time I get home, we'll have a shoe release party or something like that, and it'll be the first time I'm seeing it. So I'm really excited about the new shoe that's going to be presented to me. So I really don't know too much about it, but I'm really excited. But they are called the Red Bottoms of Women's Basketball. So they're hot, though.
Okay. And I see that next year, you're branching off into something totally different than what you've been talking about, and that's a children's book?
Ooh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Talk to me.
Man, it is in the works right now. That has been my dream, to have a children's book, to really, you know, because I relate to a lot of kids very, you know, because I'm 5'6", and I definitely look like I'm a kid, so they can relate to me very well. And so, yeah, I'm telling you, half of these kids today, man, they're really tall. Like, they're 5'8", 5'9", so I'm like, I try to fit in the crowd. I still got to be in the front on photos with these kids, so I can relate to them very well. So, yeah, actually, I'm working on my children's book right now, me and Carlos Scott, and it's called The Spike to Height. Yes, and my sister Iris helped me come up with that. Come up with the idea, despite the height. Like I say, majority of the things that I do explain for itself. Despite me being 5'6", you can go back and look at my resume and see all the accolades that I had. And you would think, if you didn't know that I was 5'6", you'd be like, man, that person was like 6'3", 6'4". No, I was only 5'6". And some of that, I was maybe 5'2", doing it at the same time, you know? So despite the hype, my children's book is in the works. I'm really excited. I'm blessed about that, and I cannot wait. Everything is finalized. I'm really excited.
Okay. We have another caller on the line here. I'm going to bring this caller in and see what we got going here. Caller from the 214, okay. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name, and you have a question for Ivory.
Hey, what's going on? This is Jason calling from Dallas, Texas. Actually, excuse me, just calling in just to say what's up to the homie. What's up, Ivory?
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm good right now. You know, I saw the link online real quick, so, you know, I had to call in support and everything. Say what up, you know? You doing your thing overseas right now? Got to shout out the homie real quick.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but yeah, I see you got a lot of big things going on. You know, definitely, you know, you got my support. You got anything you need done on my end, it'll get done. That's all there is to it. You know what I mean?
All right, I appreciate the love down in D-Town, down in Dallas flag. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Dallas, but you know, I got to add, you know, I am from California, so I'm putting a little spin on the Dallas scene. You know what I mean?
it's all good. I'll take the love and support for wherever you at. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And congratulations on getting over to the Washington D.C. area. You know, that's good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good for you.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. Get started. See Obama. Win some games. Possibly a championship. You know, you ready?
Oh boy.
Yeah. DC, baby. Sorry, I had a flashback. And you already know when I get up with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? I'm telling you, don't underestimate your boy. You know, I'm 6'4", but I'm not just 6'4". I'll just leave it at that.
That's what it's Twitter. Hey, we just put that disclaimer out, man. Come on now. Come on now.
Again, you know, I'm just proud of everything you're doing. You really stepping up, you know. I mean, the fact that, you know, like, I'm just hearing this for the first time. Like, you doing a children's book and everything, that's definitely inspirational right there. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do. Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, you do a lot of good things for the community. You know, you did the basketball camp, you know, not just to teach women, you know, how to, you know, play ball, but you're actually trying to teach them life skills, empower them, and just, you know, make them feel like real women. You know what I mean?
Hey, I appreciate it, Jay. Okay, I see you got my resume and my rap sheet. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-oh, hey. Is he stalking? We got hang up. He's stalking now.
Hey, well, you know, you got a lot of people to focus on the negative nowadays, but I think what people really need to be doing is pointing out more of the positive, but really she doesn't really have anything bad on her resume, period.
Right.
It's all to help the community, help, you know, empower young women. And whatnot, and that needs to be the focal point more often, especially with the way things are nowadays. But she's definitely got a leg up on the competition when it comes to, you know, just to inspiration and, you know, just being a motivator and whatnot. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yep. Well, we appreciate you calling, my man.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
And stick around for the rest of the show. We're gonna find out some more information for you.
Okay. Ivory, we'd have another caller, and this is from the state of NC.
Uh-oh, yes.
Just bring it out.
All right.
Hey, Ivory.
Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us what you have to say to Ivory.
This is Brittany Coleman. Yeah.
What's up? How you doing, Brittany?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Yeah, I was just calling in to show you something.
Who are we talking to there?
Brittany.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Brittany.
It's Brittany.
What do you got to say, Brittany?
I just wanted to show Ivory some love and let her know that I'm always going to support her, and I'm supporting her with the You Sleep, I Grind movement and Blood, Sweat, Tears and everything. I've been a fan of her for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
So, you know. Yeah, so I'm definitely, you know, she knows who I am. You know, I support her with everything she do. So I just wanted to show her some love. And, you know, Team Ladder, she already know. Yeah, so that's all I really. I didn't have really any questions. I'm like her number one fan, so I know everything.
Oh, okay. You're not a stalker, are you?
Let me ask a question. I got to ask it. Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter.
Come on now.
Brittany, are you on Twitter?
Yeah,
BMC. Yeah, right. I run.
Now you know who's following you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's in Israel right now, balling out. So she's like my role model, my inspiration. So.
Boy, Ivory, let me tell you something. You're lighting up the board. I got in somebody else that wants to call in.
Hold on, before you do that, hey, thanks for the call, Brittany. Continue listening to the show. Jerry, the 214, are we letting that go or are we keeping it?
The 214, we're going to have to let you go, okay?
Oh, okay.
but continue listening to the show, brother. We got to make room for all these calls. Everybody's calling in from the woodwork. They love her.
Yes.
Call
from the 678. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name, and if you have a question for Ivory, fire it off.
Kristen.
Hello.
Turn your computer down. It's all right.
There
you go.
Okay. State your name and tell us what you have to say.
My name is Kristen. I wanted to know the first thing she's going to do when she gets to D.C. And I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, you from Atlanta. Oh, first thing I'm going to do when I get to D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to meet my coach and get started and get ready to get on the court and see what I can do for the Mystic. That's the first thing I'm going to do, meet my coach, for sure.
Besides basketball.
Take it down to U Street. Take it to U Street.
You say besides basketball?
Time on U Street.
Yeah, besides basketball.
Man, I don't know, because, I've never really been to D.C., so, outside of playing basketball, I know it's a lot of things to do, so maybe I can get some good food. I don't know. I guess get some good food.
I don't know who that is in the background, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Do you have any more? Callers from the 678, you have anything more to say?
Well, we just want to say we love you for it in Atlanta and down in Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, you know.
What happened? Say that one more time.
You got a lot going on back there, and I can't understand anybody.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Ivory, you are a very, very, very popular person. You got people calling from all over the country here.
Yo, I
got
really have a shout out.
Girl is on fire. I can't sing.
Hey,
don't knock me.
Hey, that was crazy. Shout out to Ruby Tuesdays. All right.
Well, you know what? Now, speaking of food, I heard you have an affinity for lemon heads. What's up with that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm addicted to lemon heads. I don't know why. They are so good, but they give me, like, cavities and stuff, and I still eat them.
Of course, that's
like, I know, like, everybody has something that they like. I love lemon heads.
And where did that come from?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know. It's just something that I was like, I'm actually over here, so my sister, I was like, hey, send me a box. And so they sent me a box, and I had a bunch of lemon heads.
I'm
gonna give you a box of Alexander the Great since you knocking the great. Eat your lemon head. Let's eat Alexander the Great.
Oh no, can't nothing beat lemon heads. Trust me.
Oh,
wow, it's lemon heads. Okay. So you make your home in Atlanta? Is that what where you call home? Is that
absolutely.
Where you?
Absolutely. That's where my house is. Yes.
Okay. Jeff, you've been waiting on there. You got anything for Ivory?
Wow, we covered so much ground. Do you follow the NBA and do you follow college men and women's hoops?
Absolutely. Every opportunity I get, I actually stay up like 2 between to watch all the games. I stay up from 2 almost to like 6:30 to watch the NBA and college games. Yes.
Yeah, see, I tell you, you're a night owl.
No. Just over here. No.
Okay.
I know Michael Ray Richardson years ago was an American player who became very popular in Israel. Are there any other American players who became popular in Israel that you know of?
Absolutely, Jeremy Pargo. Jeremy Pargo, who now plays in the NBA, I think he plays with, I'm not sure if he plays with Cleveland or somebody, but he's very popular here because he won a championship with Maccabi. And so they really love Jeremy Pargo over here. And it's a couple other guys that actually played overseas, like over here, and that's still playing in the NBA, and they're very popular if they come back, absolutely. But I know right off the top of my head, Jeremy Pargo for sure. Yes.
Oh boy. Oh my. Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
I just sent you a text because I think the person that has all the commotion going on in the back is a caller. So let me know and I'll drop them so we can get to the next caller.
Okay.
267 is the next caller.
267 is the next caller, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to drop 336.
Okay. Call from the 267. Welcome back. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us what you got to say. Call from the 267. Oh, you got nervous. Didn't want to call. Didn't want to talk. That's fine. Got nervous.
But I tell you what, you're lighting up the phone lines, though. You are really lighting up the phone.
You are. Let
lines.
Me tell you something, Ivory. You're a very popular person. You know, I've told both these guys for a number of years since we've been doing these programs that I'm a big fan of women's basketball, and I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. I've been saying that for a few years now, and I've been watching women's basketball for a few years, and I do remember watching Ivory Latta and her infectious smile and her deadly jump shot for North Carolina when she was playing for the Tar Heels, and especially when they were playing in the NCAA tournaments. Tell us about your time in North Carolina and also your time when you played in the NCAA tournaments, particularly in the Final Fours.
Going to North Carolina, I think I can truly say that was the best 4 years of my life. And I always, when I talk to Coach Atchell, I still talk to her today. I actually talk to her maybe 2 times a week. And I tell her if she ever needs a 28-year-old point guard, I will come back and play 4 more years of college. I mean, it was nothing like it. The atmosphere that you get with college basketball is an unbelievable feeling. Like the nights when we play Duke or Maryland or NC State, just that feeling that you get just being out there on the court in those the student section and the fans is just amazing. Like, but you know what? It was an honor and a blessing to put on that uniform, to see that North Carolina on my chest and, you know, my name on the back. It was an honor. It was a blessing, but it was also a dream come true. And, you know, it hurt me so much to talk about the Final Four because I fell short 2 times. And,
right.
You know, it's a great team. But at the same time, I was happy that I was able to get the opportunity to go to the Final Four. And I say the best time, I can tell you one memory that I had. My first Final Four, it was my junior year, and, you know, with the team, you know, being with Nike and Jordan, as soon as we got off the plane, we went to the hotel. And so we had our Nike rep there, and they say, hey, well, we got a surprise for you. And we was like, what is going on? So they opened this room, and it was filled with, like, Jordan, Nike shoes, everything. I mean, like, I was in heaven. Like, it was the best time of my life. I think we got so caught up in the shoes that we forgot to win the game. It was just like, oh, my God.
Couldn't get it at UConn.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, UConn won some championships, hey. You know, hey. But at the same time, it was a great experience. I wish I could go back 4 more years and play again and, you know, just get that atmosphere because there's nothing like it, nothing like it.
Well, you say you follow women's basketball. Do you follow your Tar Heels, Lady Tar Heels team, and what they're doing this year?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to follow them as much as possible. I try to get their games as much as I can online.
Mm-hmm.
If not, my mom, she'll call me and let me know the scores and different things like that. She'll send me a message and let me know how they're doing. But most of the time, if I don't catch the games, I wake up the next night and I go to TarHeelBlue.com and I look and see if they won and who's doing well. And, you know, I'll call Coach Atchell and we'll have a talk and different things like that. And you know, they're doing well. You know, they're a young team. They're still trying to find their identity. And, you know, I had the chance to speak with them before the season, and I was just telling them that they just got to go out there and play hard, man. Like, being at Carolina is an honor. But, it's a lot of girls that want to come to Carolina, and some of them, I just felt like they was abusing the opportunity. And I just told them they need to get back to playing the Carolina way. And it's like going out there running teams off the court. I can remember us playing against some teams, and you can look in their eyes, they was like, oh, my God, we got to go against North Carolina. The only thing they do is run. And so I was just telling them they got to get back to the basics. And, you know, they're doing a great job so far.
Okay. Vic?
Well, you know I got plenty of questions.
I know you do.
Come on, bring them, bring them. Come on,
bring them. Ooh, ooh, she feeling a little cunky now.
Okay. You don't know.
You want me to go hard? Listen,
you don't know my personality, son. Let's go. Like, I can get crunk. It's 3:44. I am crunk right now. Let's go.
let's. You want to go then? Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Okay,
I'm
here
sorry.
We go. No. It's all good. Hey, I'm from D.C. You're going to learn we
okay.
hood life, but I'm refined hood. I'm refined.
Here we go.
Listen. I got something for you, though, but what you don't understand, I got family in D.C., baby. My whole mother's side of family. My McMillans, they are in D.C., so if you want some, let's go.
Oh.
Let's get it.
Oh,
she's throwing the gauntlet down? You're safe in Israel. You better wrap up. Go ahead and wrap up. No, seriously. We reflected a lot on, you know, your history, things of that nature, and the foundation, and your clothing line. One caller asked about D.C., you know, your future with the Mystics. I have a couple questions on that. First of all, how do you hope to impact the Wizards? And secondly,
Mystics.
Tell me about the state of what?
you said the Wizards. It's the Mystics.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Mystics. My bad.
Hey, maybe she could help the Wizards, you know.
She could probably play for the Wizards and then start. But anyway, how do you... I'm just saying, because, you know, we need some help. But the Mystics, how do you see your impact going on with the Mystics? And what do you think about the state of the WNBA at this point in time?
Okay. You know what? I get that question a lot. Right now, when you look at me, you're going to get a lot of enthusiasm. I'm going to bring enthusiasm. I'm going to bring excitement. I'm going to bring, like, my North Carolina game. You know, I've had long talks with the coach, and, you know, he pretty much say, hey, I just want you to be yourself. Get back to being the Ivory Ladder that, you know, that I've seen, you know, at North Carolina. And he told me some things that he wants me to do, but I just want to bring a lot of excitement to D.C. You know, with the Mystics being there, it's a great state to have a WNBA team with a lot of things going around, you know, with our president being an African-American. That's just making history right there alone. And, you know, we just need to get the women's game going, and I just feel like I can bring a lot of enthusiasm, like I said, a lot of energy, a lot of poise, a lot of excitement, and, you know, hopefully a lot of deep three balls, some assists. And, you know, I'm just really eager to get back, to get to D.C. and, you know, help the team out as much as possible, because I just really think it's a great opportunity. I can't wait to put on the Mystic jersey and, you know, just to see that, like I said, just to see that Mystic symbol on my chest and flat on the back. It's an honor. It's a blessing. I'm excited. I hope D.C. embrace me as much as possible, and I'm just going to go out there. But my main thing, you guys, is to go out there and have fun. When I'm having fun, I feel like I'm unstoppable.
Well, you should excel in D.C. because you have an infectious smile and infectious enthusiasm in your game. So I can't see any reason why you won't succeed in Washington. And Vic, go ahead. I know you have another question. Go right ahead.
Why are you talking about her mouth? Trying to say she got a pretty mouth? What you trying to do? She's a nice
No, I said she had it. She's had an infectious. she's had an infectious smile ever since I saw her playing for North Carolina. So
it's just
her personality.
Them dimples get to you. I understand. Them dimples get you. I'm weak too. We're all men.
Oh, you know what? Ask your question.
Okay.
Ask your question.
I am. Jeez. You like to have fun. I'm actually the executive producer and founder of all these shows, but Jerry's my right-hand man, so I let him, like, have control when stuff like this goes on. Outside of basketball, right?
Here we go.
Outside of basketball, outside of your foundation, shut up, Jerry, and all that other stuff. What is your passion? Because we talk about the clothing line, we talk about the foundation. What is your passion outside of those things?
Can I tell you, you guys may laugh, but I love to ride, like, four-wheelers and dirt bikes. Like, I always want to go to, like, a motocross, like, court and like just ride four wheelers and dirt bikes and stuff like that. Like, I have a passion for that, but I can't make it my passion because I'm under contract. So I got to wait till after, you know, I'm done with basketball. But I love the outdoors. Like I said, I like to ride dirt bike, four wheeler. I like to play video games, and I love movies. Like, I just like to do stuff that doesn't involve me picking up a basketball or thinking about a basketball. But I do have a passion for, like, four wheelers and dirt bikes. So I love that.
So you're an adventurer and a thrill seeker.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're building your profile on ilovyou.com. So, you know,
but let's go to put, hey, make sure you put my smile on the front page so they can just click in there.
Oh, you know we are. You know we are. You got a pretty mouth there, young lady.
Oh, well, here we go. Oh.
I said I'm joking. Not really, but I'm joking.
You had to go there.
Shut up, Jerry. I love you, too. But
was so sweet.
Go ahead now. It ain't that. It ain't like that now. But I know Jeff probably got one more question. But you've been up rocking and rolling with us. You said you don't go to bed at 6:30 in the morning because you're getting the time change. Now, we've covered a vast number of topics. We're running out of time of live air. What is it that you want the people to know about you as a person, as a business person, just as an individual? What do you want them to know that we haven't covered already?
Oh, man, you know what? Pretty much, to be honest, we covered everything. But me as a person, I'm very laid back. I'm real cool. I'm silly. I love to have fun. I love to crack jokes. And, you know, I love family, and I just love life. And I just try to live every day like it's my last. I just try to embrace it. I try to like to learn a lot of things, you know, as far as me traveling different countries and language. And, you know, I just try to live a normal life, but sometimes I can't. But I try as much as possible. And like I said, I love my family. I love my friends. And I'm just real cool. Like, I love to smile, laugh, joke, have fun. Like, I'm a real simple girl, I guess. I don't know.
Well, speaking of your family, and you told me you're the youngest of how many?
Seven.
Okay.
South family, there, right there.
And your brothers or your, if you have another sister or two, any of them into sports, as basketball or football or whatever?
You know what? They were in high school, but as of right now, I'm pretty much the basketball geek of the family. But
okay.
I just feel like, you know, every family got, like, I can say in my family, I got a Tiger Woods. And that's like my brother Reggie, who stays in Chicago. He is amazing in golf. And then I got a football star who is like my little brother. He's like 5'3". He plays flag football. Like, he's a football star. And, you know, and I have my sister Iris, who is like a geek. She pretty much, she's extremely smart. So she helps me out with a lot of things. So, you know, my family, they are very unique and, you know, in their own way. And my mother, who's an amazing, she actually has her own business where she does, like, weddings and baby showers and things like that. So she actually is an interior designer as well. So she decorated my house. So she's amazing. So my family, we are all unique in all our ways. So, yeah, it's a lot of us. Thanksgiving and Christmas and get-togethers are great.
Okay, you were born in McConnell. Does all your family live in McConnell's, or they've moved out since then?
Mom and dad and my grandmother still stay in McConnell's. Brothers and sisters, they got away.
Okay.
They got away.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. You have anything for Ivory?
You know, I'm just so fascinated by the international basketball experience. When you play in Turkey and Israel, do the coaches speak English, or do they use translators? How do they usually communicate?
I know here in Israel, but outside of Hebrew, the number one language they have to learn in school is English. So right now, my coach, he speaks English. It may not be the best, but I understand what he's saying. Last year, I had my first experience where my coach didn't speak any English, so he would talk in Turkish, and then the translator would be on the court saying it in English. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So, you know, I'm playing, yeah, you have no clue, man. I'm like, and he's looking at me and trying to speak to me in Turkish, and I'm like, dude, what are you saying? He's like, run. I'm like, dude, where am I going? You know? But you know what? It's a great experience because you go and see their culture and the way they live. And to be honest, you guys, I don't take anything for granted when I come overseas because I can truly say I love America. And I can say we're very spoiled, and what we got, we just need to carry it. We're very blessed because going from America to another country, and you have to live by their culture and do the things that they do, is a totally humble experience. How about that? Yeah.
Well, do you speak any other language other than English?
fluently? No. while I'm over here in Israel, I can pick up a few things, and I can pick up a few conversations, like keywords and things like that. I can pick up words, but if you tell me to have a conversation with you in Hebrew, oh, no, buddy, I'm lost. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, oh, no. I can't.
All right, Victor?
Well, we're chiming down on the live portion, but I want to let you know that you've been a very, very great guest. I rib everybody.
Thanks,
I even ribbed Stephen A. Smith a little bit. But you seem to be a very genuine, down-to-earth young lady with goals and aspirations set before you. Whatever you're driven by, whatever it is you're driven by, you're making the best of it. And your message to the women of today, you mentioned President Obama, you know, I want to get your opinion real quick, if you got a few thoughts on this, about the First Lady, how she's being portrayed in the media and her effect as being an African-American woman and the First Lady and the things that you've heard and seen about her. How does that translate to how you feel or what you've been hearing?
You know what? It's a dream for me to meet Michelle Obama. I really want to meet her so bad. Like, she's an inspiration, you know, not only to me, but all young African-American girls. Like, nobody ever thought that we would have a African-American First Lady. Nobody ever thought that. So she has made a lot of dreams come true for a lot of young ladies. And she is definitely an inspiration for me because just that whenever she talks, I don't answer the phone. I don't look at anything else. I just listen to her because what she speaks is very powerful. And I would like to actually sit down and try to pick her brain one day on a lot of things. But, you know, when people have that higher power and, you know, that's always in the media, they're going to always get scrutinized about a lot of things. But, for me, looking on the Internet, I don't think she lets it get to her because she's an amazing woman from what I've seen. And, you know, I would love to meet her. And, you know, with her being in the media so much, it comes with the territory, and I'm sure that she handles it in a well manner way. So, you know, I love her. I want to meet her, and hopefully one day when my children's book come out, maybe me and her can do like a book club or something together. So I'm excited.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop clowning because we gotta be serious.
Does anyone else have anything they want to say to Ivory before we close out the show?
Let it go. Night-night.
Go
night-night.
Night-night.
Jeff?
Well, she said
Victor?
It was like Kevin Hart or something.
Shalom.
Oh, somebody said shalom. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shalom.
Yeah, I know a little Hebrew,
Jeff's
not
a Jewish
much.
Guy.
Yeah.
Jeff is
a
Jewish guy, so, you know, he's going
to do it. I know temple Hebrew. I know how to pray, but I don't know how to converse. No, I'm serious. I could pray great. I could pray all night in Hebrew, and then people think I really speak it, and then they try to say, hey, how you doing? And I'm just like, duh. I know some Yiddish. That's what my grandmother spoke. There's some similarity, but very different languages. But I can speak some Yiddish. I like that language a lot. And I know sign language.
Yeah, Hebrew is really hard. It's really hard. It's
The sounds are very different than English. And even just reading it, it's a different alphabet, and it's right to left. And just at least I can make the sounds. I mean, I'm not fluent, but if you're not used to making those kind of sounds all the time, it's just very odd.
Because you make these
sounds all the time. Yeah, it's an odd-sounding language compared to English. Much harder than Spanish, you know, which is, you know, what a lot of Americans have some fluency in. I think Hebrew is much harder than Spanish.
Yeah, it is. It is. It absolutely is.
Well, Ivory, we're about to close the show out. Tell the audience how they may converse with you or contact you, or even your clothing line, how they may be able to see it online.
Oh, absolutely. You can follow me, my clothing line, on Ivory Ladder 12. That's my Twitter. You can look me up on Facebook, Ivory Ladder. Yeah, and I pretty much have my clothing line and everything on my sites. And you can go to www.ivoryladder12.net. That's my official website. And it will be the launching of my clothing line as well. So I will have everything. I will actually have my workout videos, my experiences overseas videos, different things. So you can definitely reach me there. And if you need to email me at baby, B-A-B-Y. IVEY12@gmail.com. Trust and believe, I check my email all the time. I have a lot of time on my hands, so I don't mind sending emails. Oh, God.
You're going to have that 6'4 dude send you some type of pictures, all types of mess. I'm just saying. You're going to open it up, it's going to be like, oh, that ain't 6'4, that's like 2 inches. I'm just saying. That's what you're going to be.
I don't believe you went there with that.
That was the best joke of the night. I'm sorry.
But she is so attractive, and you got a dude coming over here trying to make love to her on the phone. What's that got to do with
what we're talking about here? What does it have to do?
Because she can have her email address, an old boy going to be like, hey, my name is James. I'm a tourist. Mm-hmm. How are you? I mean, she's so attractive.
Oh,
I don't want her to get any stalkers other than you.
Anyway, Ivory, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to give a shout-out or say hello that you gave to me for Sylvia Crowley, because once I mention your name, I know she's going to get very excited that we talked to you tonight. So I really appreciate
How about this?
What's that?
How about this? If she has a time tomorrow, she can call in and talk to her directly. That might be nice.
That'll be real cool.
I actually have
tomorrow off too, so that'll be cool.
Okay. Well, the show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right.
Okay.
And I'll give you the telephone number to call in at. What's the telephone number there, Victor?
It's the same one. It's the same one she called in today.
Oh, 347. No, she didn't call in. I called her. 347-637-3220. That's 347-637-3220.
All right. Gotcha.
We're going to be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm not even going to say anything to her. If you call in, it'll be a surprise. How's that?
Oh, that'll be great. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. So with that being said, is there anything else you would like to put out there to the audience before we close the show out?
Oh, no, man, we pretty much talked about everything, and I want to thank you guys for having me on. It's definitely been a blessing. I've had a great time, even though it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You guys got me, like, geek, and I'm crunk right now. So, you know, I really do appreciate you guys just listening to my goals and a lot of things that I want to do in life. And the number one thing, I'm really excited about having a new breath of fresh air in D.C. with the Mystics. And, you know, I can't wait to get started. I'm really excited about the city, the organization, and I'm really excited about playing with a great group of girls. And I just hope that we all come together as one unity and, you know, bring the city back together, loving women's basketball, and just go out there and get some wins and, you know, also try to make it to the playoffs. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody that supported me throughout my whole career and, you know, actually through all my ups and downs. And, you know, I'm just really blessed, and I'm really excited about, you know, what the summer has for me and all the great opportunities. So thank you guys for having me and just listening to all my goals and my passion. Thank you.
Well, really appreciate you spending the time and staying up early in the morning at Tel Aviv time. Hopefully we can get you back there if you get a chance during the season. How's that?
Hey, only thing you got to do is just let me know. This has, like, been the best radio interview that I did.
Really?
Pretty much my entire life. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we'll really appreciate that compliment.
Yeah, because you guys are so, like, laid back, and, you know, the questions are good, and everybody's laughing and having fun. I done been in interviews where I've just been nervous to even be like, yeah, I'm 28. Like, I'm scared to get my age. Like, you know? You know, we all have our experience, and it's been a great experience. So, hey, whenever you guys want me on, just let me know, and I'll call in. We can make it happen.
We really appreciate it. You enjoy your time over in Tel Aviv. And
okay.
I'll be looking forward to watch the Washington Mystics and you playing on it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Ivory. Can I see that big smile? I see them teeth. I see them dimples.
Trust me, I'm always smiling. I go to sleep smiling because I'm happy. I'm always happy. Like, you know, it takes a lot to get me mad, but I'm happy and I'm blessed, so. Absolutely,
okay.
I always smile.
You got that. Of course, you got that Negro spirit, you guys. Because I'm happy. Because I thought that was Kirk Franklin.
Hey,
never mind.
I cannot stand you.
What? You can't what?
She can't stand you. You're cracking up too much.
Oh, my God. You've been the greatest, though. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You take care. Get some sleep.
Give her a hand clap. Give her a hand clap. Give her the applause.
What?
Yeah, get
what?
Oh,
never mind.
I'll do it.
There we go. Take care, Ivory.
All right.
Have a good
Bye.
Night, young lady.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you in my dreams. All right.
Okay.
I'm having so much fun.
All right, Victor. You really enjoyed yourself.
Never have me on the co-host, man.
Why is that?
I said y'all should never have me on the co-host because I.
Yeah, I can see that. Anyway, do you guys want to say anything before we get out of here and end this show? I'll go to Jeff first and then Victor.
Yeah, I got to get running. It's been fun, and I wanted to mention before I left that we lost one of the all-time great pro sports owners, Jerry Buss, this week.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, the Lakers are in the news because all their turmoil. And I think, you know, Dwight Howard, I think he wanted the spotlight of L.A., but the Lakers, they don't just get the spotlight because they're in L.A. They get the spotlight because they win. and not just games, championships. And that's what made Jerry Buss great. He didn't want to just win games and put a few rear ends in the seats. He wanted to win a championship every year and was willing to pay for that. You know, I think, you know, everybody's knocking the character of Dwight Howard. He might be a guy happy to be a big fish in a small pond someplace like Orlando where he's not going to get criticized. And if you make the playoffs, it's a good year. But that's not good enough for L.A. That's not good enough for Kobe.
Right.
It's not good enough. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy, but maybe he's not a Laker. So, and last I checked, he didn't get moved at the trade deadline. So the soap opera is going to continue in L.A.
Right. Victor?
Just a couple of things. I agree with what Jeff just talked about. I think what's going to end up happening with Dwight Howard is he's going to play the year out. And then L.A.'s not going to throw that extra $30 million they have at him because it's not going to be worth all the heartache and scrutiny he's going to have there. He's going to go somewhere else, maybe even Dallas. So I think you count Dwight Howard as one and done in L.A. But I wanted to bring a little light to some stuff. The Combine is happening this Saturday. We're going to be talking about that this Saturday on the show. along with
Is this your last
Jeffrey.
Saturday?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's also my son's birthday, so my wife mm-hmm. will push me out the door to get off the phone, but we'll see what happens. But I want to talk about the Combine, UFC 158, where they're for the first time they're headlining women. The women's fight is the main event of the card, and it's Ronda Rousey, who you saw was a very attractive young lady, headlining the card.
Which attractive women? What's going on there, man?
They're attractive. What do you expect? I mean, I'm going to say they're attractive.
Okay.
I mean,
what's
going on with you? Did you switch teams or what?
No, I'm not switching teams. I'm just a little bit more low-key than you, Victor. So you seem like
you're a little bit too over-enthusiastic.
That's why I'm just asking, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, because I know I can't have them at all, so I can just say whatever I want.
No. But, you know, you can't do that.
Oh, boy. I know. Look,
can't we all just get along?
Thank you, Rodney King over in the chat. Had to give you a Jewish last name there.
Yeah.
I still love you, Jeff. But, no.
2, 3.
This is going to be my last show until, like, May. I just want to have a little fun with it. Prep everybody for fantasy baseball and some other stuff. So that's what we're going to do on Saturday. Jerry, I know all the shows are in great, great hands with you and Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Black, whatever it is you got to do, brother, stay in bed. You're not going to New York. Just get yourself taken care of, homie.
Yeah.
We love
Jeff,
you very much.
Jeff, if you don't know it, Black's in pretty bad shape right now.
Yeah, I got a text from him, and,
yes.
We should have mentioned that because Black, one of the co-hosts and a big part of this show, and a heck of a nice guy, is not doing well. So concerned about him, and I hope he's back in the mix real soon. Real nice guy.
Oh, yeah. And our hearts and our prayers go out to him and his baby and his fiance and all that good stuff. So hopefully whatever he's battling will subside and he'll be back to his old self doing wonderful things. Other than that, JT, I want to tell everybody, hope you enjoyed the show. I did. I thought it was one of our best shows.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope people listen to it more and more and more. And come on, sell us. Sell us so we can be paid. It's all about getting paid. I'm trying to hit the lottery so I can pay my guy.
With that being said, I want to thank Victor. I want to thank Jeff the Joker for joining me. And I especially want to thank Ivory Latta for gracing us with her presence for an hour. We definitely will have her on the show when the WNBA season starts. That'll probably be the best time to have her on the show. Hopefully we can have her on the show more than once this year because she was definitely an enjoyable personality to have on the show. Tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m., another North Carolina women's alumni will be Sylvia Crawley. I don't have a married name in front of me, but she's Sylvia Crawley. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time would be the No Chasers Show. With Mac Williams as the host, and you're talking to Jerry as the co-host. And on Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be Victor with the FSP show. He'll be the host. I'll be the co-host. We do have people running in and out of there, making calls in and out, joining the conversation. So tune in. We'll be talking about some type of sports, UFC or MMA, I should say, and baseball, whatever else that hits the minds of Victor or myself. And on Sunday, I started it last week. I'm going to continue talking about fantasy baseball and ranking the players from 1 to approximately probably 50, maybe to 100. I'm not going to get to all the players on Sunday, but we're talking fantasy baseball, and the next few weeks I'll be covering it helping you trying to get your fantasy drafts in order and help you to win just like I did last year. With that being said,
I was going to throw mom in there, but I decided not to.
I know. With that being said, thank you all for listening, and we are out of here.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore, Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics.